and not be in need of love or affection from another human being. As I got older, it became increasingly hard for me in the Christian community to remain happily single, and pressure mounted on every side for me to date. Still, I wanted nothing to do with opening myself up to any type of love. News headlines, divorce in the church, friends having affairs. There was plenty of brokenness around me to confirm my fears. And if my own family couldn't love me as a child growing up, then why would I have any reason to think a man would stick around for me if they saw me as my true self? So it is when our hearts are trained not to lament. We begin to see ourselves as the protectors and keepers of our hearts instead of leaving that responsibility to God in faith. And then he entered. Handsome in every way, but his looks were truly secondary to the way he esteemed others above himself. Jonathan was different from all the rest. He pursued me slowly, in a way that felt safe to me, and I enjoyed getting to know him. As we began spending more time together, I felt sure he was the one. We clicked. It didn't take a lot of effort. My positive feelings were greater than my fears. For the first time, letting someone know me was fun. I was fresh out of college, and people around us started to take notice. Each of us would receive phone calls from pastors, leaders, and mutual friends encouraging our relationship. It was like other people were seeing the rightness of it too. Surely this man was the one for me. I began praying for him day and night, and I even saw some of the things I prayed for come to pass. The leading to pray for him was so strong that I felt God wanted me to get a journal and write down my prayers. It had taken me years to write in a journal again. Surely God wouldn't bring a man into my life who was not the one. And surely God wouldn't have me journal the mushy-gushy feelings if it were all for naught. Hadn't I been through enough pain? Jonathan and I sought God and wise counsel from others. We both prayed that God's will would be done. But as life happened and we took jobs in different locations, we did not come to the same conclusion about one another. How could this be? I had prayed. I had sought God. I even had prophetic words spoken to me about him. I had heard from God. Or so I thought. But the relationship fell apart. Jonathan asked why I couldn't open up to him. He asked why I rarely made time to see him face to face. He asked if work was always going to be my number one priority. What did he mean? Hadn't I let him know me more than any other man? I had prayed about it so much and thought God was telling me he was the one. Was I really still so guarded? Even worse than that, was I still so undesirable? When the relationship ended, I was unbearably confused. My thoughts went into a tailspin, and doubts flooded my heart and mind. I didn't understand it then, and I'm not quite sure I understand it now. But my if-then statements about God were wrong. If I follow God, then he will bring the right man for me. If God leads me to pray for this godly single man, then he will likely be my husband. If God prompts me to pray for something, then I can expect the outcome I desire. These may sound like shallow and superficial statements, but they didn't feel that way as I labored hours, days, weeks, and even years praying about this relationship. I poured into this man through prayer because I believed God was asking me to pray for him. And so when we came to different conclusions about one another and our future, I felt let down by God. My feelings were hurt. I distrusted my prayer relationship with God, and I even doubted God himself.